Shoppers now pay Colorado sales tax when they buy stuff online. This is great news for the state. It captures some of the revenue from internet shopping. The money is still out of reach for cities and towns, though, and this has some local officials casting a concerned eye towards the future. Shopping online is easy and it's cheap, and Frosty Marriott knows this. He's on the board of trustees in Carbondale. One reason it's cheap...
There's no state sales tax, no Carbondale sales tax, no Garfield County, no RAFTA, no nothing. So it's a pretty good deal for people to buy online.
This recently changed at the state level. The Supreme Court in December refused to hear an appeal regarding the Amazon tax, which forces online retailers to collect Colorado's sales tax. And it's serious money. We're talking about nearly 3% of online transactions. Some estimate Colorado's losses topped $170 million each year because of unrecovered sales tax revenue from online shopping.
But clearly, municipalities are still not even in the mix.
Dan Richardson is Carbondale's mayor. Sales tax fills up the town's general fund, along with oil and gas revenue, which is way down. It's places like City Market, the Roaring Fork Co-op, and liquor stores that generate the most sales tax for the town. Nonetheless, online purchases are a revenue source, and one that's frustratingly out of reach. The quandary was mentioned at the last trustee meeting. Here's Marriott.
I don't know why we couldn't piggyback on the state sales tax.
Marriott wants Amazon to collect local sales tax, too. And this won't happen unless towns like Carbondale join together and lobby at the state capitol.
I feel like I definitely have had a presence in the
valley. On Main Street in Carbondale, Harmony Scott's local jewelry business benefits plenty from online sales. She ships all over.
New York, California, Dallas, all over the country.
The majority of her sales still come from the store. That said, if she had to calculate state and local taxes for everywhere she sends her jewelry, the amount of paperwork and time would be, quote, horrible. This could become the reality if officials act on their concern, because if the state is entitled to sales tax, why wouldn't towns and cities be too? Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.